On today's Tech Help for Churches, Twitter scams and how to avoid them. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week we talk about using the web, internet, social media, new media, that sort of thing, in your local church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, by the way. So just leave your comments under the video if you're watching the video, or if you're listening to the audio, just head on over to Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAlanClif. That's my Twitter handle, or you can drop me a line on email, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Simple as that. So, one of the advantages of having as many Twitter followers as I have, and I'm not bragging, and it's not that I'm special, it's just that I have a technique and it worked. One of the advantages of this is when Twitter scams start to crop up, I usually get a lot of them. And while you might get one and you might think, oh, well, that seems interesting, or maybe I ought to check that out, or whatever, when I get 10 in a row and they all say pretty much the same thing from totally different people in different parts of the world, I know it's a Twitter scam. So, let me give you some things that I've noticed about these Twitter scams, things that I think that you should be mindful of, and how to protect yourself. So the first thing that I've noticed is that there will be a link that almost every time it will ask you to put in your Twitter username and password. So you click on the link and it looks like, ah, Twitter kicked me out. Well, I got to type in my username and password. Big mistake. First thing you need to do, look in the address bar of your browser and see if it's actually Twitter or if it's somewhere else. Secondly, I think that this is what's called a phishing attack, phishing, and this is where someone emulates a web page on another host, and then they harvest the information that the person puts in. So it will look like it's Twitter, but when you type in your username and password, you've just given them your username and password, and they'll use that to log you into Twitter. So avoid typing in your username and password immediately after you click a link from Twitter. Chances are that's not true at all. An easy test is open a new tab or a new page in your browser, go directly to Twitter and see if, oh look, I'm not kicked out at all. Because I have a feeling that that's exactly what you're going to see. Next, anytime you see a link from someone and it says, copy and paste this link for security, what that actually means is this link is insecure and Twitter won't let you click on it, so you can copy it and paste it because that's something in the browser that they can't overwrite very easily. So do that, this thing that Twitter won't let you do. Do that. Yeah, that's not it. It's kind of like there's a car dealership near my wife's hometown, and when we were visiting her family, we saw all these billboards that had people on them that said, I trust them, and then the name of the car dealership. I looked at my wife and I said, why is it I don't trust them? It's because someone spent so much time saying, no, I trust them, that you start thinking, are they untrustworthy? Do they have to advertise how trustworthy they are because they're so untrustworthy? That's kind of the same thing. If someone says for you to copy and paste something for security, it is insecure. That should be a big flag. Big red flag. Next, if you get a link and a message that seems outside of someone's character, if someone isn't prone to gossip, but they send you a link that says, oh, look what people are saying about you on this blog, look out for that. If someone says, I can't believe this naked picture of you, and you're pretty sure there are no naked pictures of you, steer clear. That's just a scam. That's preying on your vulnerability and trying to get you to believe that you must click on this link to find out about what's going on. Finally, while not strictly the same type of scam as some of these others that I'm talking about, this is one that will get you unfollowed immediately from me, and that is buying followers. The only reason I can think to do this is if you want people to think that you have a better account than you do. And really, the only legitimate reason I would want to do that is if I had a movie contract that said, hey, for every 10,000 followers you have, we'll give you another fraction of a percentage point in the movie sales. And since that's probably no one watching, buying followers is absolutely useless. First off, the followers aren't real people, so it doesn't help you to have them. It's a vanity metric anyway. If you have followers and they're not engaging with you, if they're not real people, if they're not engaging with your church, then it's really not all that useful. So I don't know why you would want more. Not fake ones. I mean, if you could somehow buy real followers, that would be totally different. But all these buy these followers 10,000 for $5 or something like that, that's just stupid. Don't even be tempted by it because it's useless. It doesn't help you whatsoever. It might fill up your followers with spam bots and things that you really didn't want anyway, and it might cause Twitter to look at your account and say, maybe this is one that needs to be blocked. So it's really a bad idea. The only way I can think of paying and getting more followers is by using Twitter advertising. If you did that and you advertise to the right people and they like your stuff, they might follow you. But other than that, really it's following people, getting the word out about your account, just a lot of hard work, really. So I hope that that helps you. I hope that you'll keep this information and use it as you and your church are going out and changing eternity. If you like this information, don't hesitate to subscribe to my email newsletter. You can get a copy of this book, the electronic version. That's my second book, Tweeting Church, all about using Twitter in the church. I'm just finishing up a series on using Twitter, and so I thought I would offer that. But there are a couple of other gifts as well. To get those, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts. Nice and simple. Choose what you want. Give me a good email address to send it to you, and I'll also send you a free copy of my newsletter. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.